Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. Tonight, we're in the studio at LA Talk Radio. We've got a great show tonight. I've got Ash Ruiz here. He just broke the internet with Unforgettable, the song that he sang to his grandmother. He tore it up, so he's going to join us. And then we have Izina. You know, I'm actually here in the LA Talk Radio studio. I know y'all are thinking, where the fuck is Max? I'm here. But Izina's going to join us. Because when I was doing the show, I said, I want Izina here because I love Izina. And I'm looking at her. Like, this is the first time we're in the studio together. Right. So she'll be joining us in a minute. We've got her music coming on tonight. Then Hunter Cross is joining us with Rolanda Watts. Hello. Who's in the studio. They can't hear you yet, Ro. Okay. But Ro is here and Hunter's here. And we're going to give you some hot topics. And Izina's going to stick around. But right now, there's a song that I love from one of my most beautiful friends, Ash Ruiz. It's called Most Beautiful Life. So I'm going to play that here right now on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Ash is going to join us. And we're going to talk about how he crashed the internet with Unforgettable. Stay tuned and we'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends.
Myself and find myself inside you.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm at the control board, so I don't know what I'm doing, but all I know is we're making a joyful noise here tonight on LA Talk Radio. I'm going to bring up my guest right now. Ashru is welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
I am so good. Thank you for having me. Hello, everybody.
You are my most beautiful light. Listen, we've got to talk because you broke the internet just last week with that beautiful song you sang to your 98-year-old grandmother. You're a hot topic, Ash. What are you feeling right now to know that millions of people saw that private special moment between you and your grandmother?
Well, it feels really good. You know, it's like everything about my life is about sharing love, celebrating love, emphasizing love, the heart, opening the heart, breaking the heart open. And for this moment that was so love-filled and so tender and beautiful and pure, to be something that's shared all over the world, this just makes me really, really happy.
Yeah. Right. You are like in a time of craziness. You're that moment of stillness. Now, what was it, you know, because there was more to that video that we didn't see. For all of you that are tuning in tonight, welcome to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest right now is Ash Ruiz. He's one of my best friends, my most beautiful light. That's why I played his song.
But I love you.
Ash and I spoke during this. I mean, we were in Florida together, now I'm in LA, but you know, for yeah. you, there was more to that video after. So what did the people miss?
Yeah, so I didn't know that video was being recorded. I didn't even think about the video being recorded. After I sang the song and I just kind of broke down, we just kind of sat there in tears. She's crying, I'm crying, just totally, you know, it's so much love present. And then she asked me to sing another 20 other songs.
Bless her heart. So now, you know, singing has been one of your things, but what I love about that moment is that was a tradition. So tell us about that tradition, yeah. because that wasn't only the first time that you've done this. So tell us about the tradition.
No, my grandma Jean, she, you know, right now she's 98 years old and she can't sing anymore. But she's been singing since she's a little girl. My great grandmother, she owned a couple of speakeasies in New York. And so my grandmother would, when she wasn't there, she'd escape and go down and sing for the people at the speakeasy. So she's been singing all her life. She had a very jazzy voice. And when I was 8 years old, she, you know, she really loved that I also was born with a gift of music and singing. And so she started teaching me songs, and this was the first song she taught me. Unforgettable by Nat King Cole. And when I learned it, she said, okay, now that you know it, you got to sing it to me every year for my birthday.
Oh, and you did.
And we did that with Unforgettable.
But what was so special about that moment is that you were physically there in person, because it's been a while since you've seen her, no? Well, on her birthday.
It's been a while since I've seen her on her. It's been about 2 years since I've seen her on her birthday.
Wow.
So it was really special to be able to go and surprise her and sit down next to her.
And that moment that you finally had with her in person, now millions of people across the world have seen that moment.
It's incredible. I'm getting all these messages from people all over the world. Some people are saying that this video has helped them with their quote-unquote emotional constipation.
All right, get it out. You're the Dukalax for emotional constipation. You better get it, Fleet Enema.
Okay. It was like a viral X-lax.
There you go.
It was just the same.
So
Ash, let those emotions out.
Let them out. Now, speaking of letting emotions out, you do that constantly on a weekly basis. So let people know where they can find you, because I've got to get wrapping this segment up of the show. But where can people find you? You've got your satsang going on. You've got life going on. You've got Here to Here tour going on, reunion tours. Where can people find you, Ash?
Yeah, so you can find me, well, you can find me on my website, www.ashreleaf.com. I have a Here to Here concert coming up August 25th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You can find tickets on my, also my Facebook page, Ashreleaf on Facebook. Please come say hello. And yeah, there's talks about doing another Menudo moment, and ooh, but I don't know when that's going to happen, but I will let you know as soon as as I do.
Come back and let us know, Menudo. I love that, you know, even though Menudo, that wasn't even a thing, because you were on Good Morning America, on Inside Edition, on this and that, and this and that, and it was just like, they just thought you were some Florida man. Meanwhile, they didn't know you were the
that
legendary.
That was so fun. Ash. But what's so interesting is that when the first interviews, I didn't at all mention any of that Menudo stuff or singing or, you know.
Right. But then, so you know, funny. What? That's your moment, Ash. So shine on, shine on, shine on. You are my most beautiful light. I adore, I love you. You know that. And I'm so grateful that you were able to come here on Max and Friends, my Hot Topic friend.
Oh, I'm so honored. So love you. And I can't wait to listen to the rest of the show, because I know there's going to be all kinds of juicy hearts sharing their love.
Yes, it will be Cocoa Puffs, like your song. It's my cereal. All right, my friend. I love you and have a beautiful night.
I love you too. You do the same. Bye, everybody.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends. Listen, go on Twitter right now and find me at Max Tucci. Tweet me and let me know what's going on in your life. You know, I'm in the studio and I feel so awkward. Like, I don't know what to do because it's so unfamiliar to me to be in this studio in my home of 9 years here on LA Talk Radio. So bear with me. There might be some glitches, but you know what? A wise man once told me nobody notices the shoes on a flower girl. So I'm not concerned. But yes, LA is now officially home. And home. So I'm going to ohm in the home. We'll keep it there. And y'all could try to unwrap this mystery wrapped in a riddle, because I am an enigma wrapped in a riddle. But tonight, one of my other favorite musicians, Izina's here. And this song, Rise Up, y'all know I play all the time here on Max. It's so funny to be sitting next to you, Izina, in the studio, because I see you face to face. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here.
The honor and pleasure is mine, my friend. It's awkward to like sit here and be like, hey, because we just talk on the phone.
Exactly.
All right. So Izina did a song called Rise Up. The whole album, Awakening, is a beautiful album. And tell us about Rise Up and how it rose up in your soul.
You know, Rise Up came to me during a time where, and it's kind of interesting, we're about to have this conversation because it's current again. There was a lot of racial tension going on in the world. And I sat down and I wrote Rise Up because I thought, you know, I need to give people a soundtrack, something that they can play and hear, you know, that says that we are all one and that we really just need to rise up to our highest potential and live that on a daily basis instead of the judgment based on someone's skin tone or their sexual orientation. So Rise Up for me was just a call to the world to rise up and be your highest good at all times.
In that moment. Listen, this is the conversation. We're going to talk about it tonight with Hunter Cross and Rolanda Watts about the conversation.
Yes.
You know, we talk about it, but we don't converse about it.
Exactly.
And I think that's what the difference is, that we need to rise up and have that conversation. So right now on Max and Friends, we're going to rise up. And when we're back, Izina's going to continue to be my guest. And we're going to chat some more about her career and what she's up to. Guitar goddess. Right now, Rise Up on Max and Friends.
Rise up, family. Time to embrace your divinity. Tell your sisters and your brothers too, you're more precious than any jewel. Rise up. Precious than any jewel. tell your sisters and your brothers too. You're more precious than any Jew. Rise up, rise up, family. Rise up, rise up, family. Rise and shine, rise and shine, rise and shine.
Elevate your mind.
Rise and shine, rise and shine, rise and shine.
Now is your time.
Rise and shine, rise and shine, rise and shine.
Elevate your mind.
Rise and shine, rise and shine, rise and shine.
Now is your time.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Rise Up was the song by Ezina. You could follow her on Twitter, at Ezina. Wow, that's the song. That's what we need right now, is just to rise up and ohm.
That's right. Lots of oming needed right now.
Lots of oming. So, Ezina. So, I love that you're doing Guitar Goddess.
Yes.
So, fill us in on Guitar Goddess. We've spoken about it here before on Max and Friends, but I just, you know, refresh people.
Guitar Goddess is a show that I founded where I interview female guitarists from around the world. Mm-hmm. And this all started because I was telling people about, you know, gathering all these female guitarists together to do a show. And they're like, well, there's only like five, right? There's like Melissa Etheridge and there's Sheryl Crow and there's Bonnie Raitt. And I'm like, whoa, there's thousands and thousands.
Annie DeFranco.
Right. Annie DeFranco. Exactly.
She, to me, is the ultimate guitar
Right? Artist. Oh my gosh. She's on stage and she's like bending backwards playing her guitar.
What? Muscles and
right?
Her strings pop. I'm like,
absolutely.
That is Annie DeFranco.
Right? Power woman, hear me roar. She is indeed a guitar goddess. Yeah. You know, so I wanted to bring us all together and just talk, you know, just build a community where women could get together and talk about what it's really like to be a female guitarist and touring the world and playing your music and writing your songs, you know, for the young girls that are coming up playing guitar.
Yeah.
So,
Beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful. So now what's up with you? What are you up to next?
Oh, my
gosh.
Right now?
What are you up to right now?
You know, besides filming the Guitar Goddess show, I'm working on an indie film, which I'm really excited about. I can't disclose all the details about it yet, but, very exciting project coming out next year that I'm a part of. And always doing music. We have a new album that's going to be released next month. Mm-hmm. So I'll be sharing some of that with Max and friends.
Yes, you will.
Just more, you know, positive information and positive music.
That's what you do.
Yes, that's
and
it.
And you're good
that's
at it.
Thank you.
You spread the word of love and om, right?
Om.
Om Shanti Namaste.
That's right. Namaste.
So to you, my friend. So will you stick around for Hot Topics?
Absolutely.
Right,
I'd love to.
Because you know they're going to get hot.
Oh, they're going to get hot and juicy.
Right? They
absolutely.
Are. because it's unfortunate that we're going through a time of this, but
I know
it's conversation.
Yes.
I see Rolanda sitting across from me like she's ready to jump that mic.
Oh, right. Right.
We're gonna get there, bro. We're gonna get there. Yeah, so where can people find you, Ezina?
You can find me at ezina.com. That's E-Z-I-N-A.com. You can find me on social, on Facebook and Twitter at Ezina. And if you're an Instagrammer, you can find me at Ezina TV.
All right, Ezina TV. So stick around here on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If you're tuning in tonight, thank you for being here. Without you all, there is no show. So I need you. You're more than my guests. You're my family. You're my co-hosts. You're my producers because y'all tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what to talk about. So tweet me now if you want to talk about hot topics. My phone is on. I'm not really looking at it because I'm doing a million things right now because I'm in the studio. But what I want to talk about is my time here in LA for a minute. So right now, this has been a wild three days. I don't even know anymore. The other night, we went to dinner with Nikki Haskell and Rolanda Watts, and we had so much fun at Craig's, and George Hamilton celebrated his birthday, and Dr. Phil walked up on in, and Miss Hilton, the mother, was there, and we just had such a fun time at Craig's. And then today, what did we do today? Today we went to the Waldorf rooftop. Eva LaRue joined us, and Jessica joined us. Jessica's book, by the way, is amazing. Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. And her next book that's coming out is all about polished pussy. So y'all got to tune in to figure out what that's all about, because that's a whole nother hot topic. But Jessica is one big hot topic. So go find her on Twitter at Polished Woman. And I love you, Nikki Haskell, and I miss you that you're not in the studio with me tonight, but I know that you're going to be here very soon. But I think that we need to just have conversation, my friends. I'm going to click this button because it says Sharon Gatell, and that's one of my best friends, so I don't know what this button is, but I'm going to hit it.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls, pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on.
You know what? That kind of worked right up in there into Max and Friends. That's my Max and Friends hot topic with my girl Sharon Gatell. This is another one of my favorite ones, okay?
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's Rolanda's ooh. Tell me everything. How you doing, Rolanda Watts?
I'm doing fantastic. And welcome to LA.
Well, you know, I feel the love. And thank you for the flowers, my friend.
You're welcome. We're so happy to have you out here.
You know, it feels home. I'm home again, you know?
When they say, welcome to LA.
Right.
Where the mudslides and the fires and the police and the riots and all of that stuff are all real. And some folks say the people are mostly fake.
Ooh.
Ooh.
But you know what I love about LA?
What?
Everybody come to Hollywood got a dream. What's your dream?
That's true. A lot of people come out here to be somebody else. It's not that they're fake. They're just pretending.
Listen, I'm a New Yorker, so I keep this shit real.
I know.
You know, but you're a New Yorker too, more or less.
I mean, mostly.
Girl, you had your studio in New York, your show out of New York. You were ABC New York.
Yeah. You know, it's so hard for me to believe that I've been in LA now for 20 years after 20 years in New York. I mean.
Wow.
Yeah. But you know, New York is, that's where I really feel my real roots are. That's where my development years were.
Yes, they were.
Yes.
Well, speaking of your development years and the Rolanda Watts show, what's fantastic is, you know, at the top of my show, our buddy, our girl, Monroe King, sends the Max and Friends intro.
That's right. I call her my little niece, but she's also the daughter of the man who put me and Oprah Winfrey and Wheel of Fortune and Inside Edition, and I could go on and on and on.
On and on.
Jeopardy. I mean,
Mr. King.
Mr. King. Yeah. Roger King's daughter.
Take the hat
and
off
carrying
to Mr.
on.
King.
Yeah.
And he saw something in you. Tell us about, let's do a flashback Friday on a Sunday. But you were in a studio, and how did your show develop, the Rolanda Watts show?
Well, you know what? It was really interesting because before that, for many years, I was an anchor woman and at ABC in New York, and an investigative news reporter for Eyewitness News, NBC. Then did a show called Attitudes for a little budding station called Lifetime Television. Remember, there were only three networks
television
when I'm telling
women.
The story. Remember?
Right. ABC, CBS,
NBC. That was it. And Fox was just coming up. Lifetime was just coming up. That's hard. You know, when I tell young people, there was no ESPN. They're like, what? But there was a life then.
Right.
And we made it happen. So I know with all these networks, folks who have a dream can make it happen. But yeah, so I was a news reporter. Roger King had been trying to get me to do a talk show for 5 years. I kept saying no. I said, I'm a journalist and you have a girl named Oprah. What do you need me for? And he said, because I think you have a lot more to say than just in a minute, 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day I said, okay, I'll come work with you on Inside Edition.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a senior producer, an investigative reporter, and an anchor woman on Inside Edition with Bill O'Reilly back mm-hmm. during those days. And 9 months into that gig, he walked in. I remember I was putting my microphone on, getting ready to go do a murder story in D.C. And he said, I need you to do a talk show, and I need you to do it in 2 weeks. And I said, what? I told you. He says, no, Ro, I need a favor from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say that, what am I going to do? I belt it. So, you know, 2 weeks later, I was on the air. I would put one microphone on to do Inside Edition and then cross the hall and try to figure out what this Rolanda show was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Most shows have a year to a year and a half to do a pilot, to get ready to go.
You had 2 weeks.
I had 2 weeks, and we were on the air.
Because you're born to do it, boo.
Oh, baby, it's just what I do. I just love it so much. And we did great things. We did a lot of good stuff.
Talk,
we
man.
Got kids out of gangs. We helped change laws. We did
you
some really good stuff.
Spoke to KKK members.
Spoke to the KKK. Yes, I did.
You had them on your show in the studio.
You can go on YouTube right now to the Rolanda Watts channel and see when I brought in the KKK into my studio to speak with them.
Oh, they must 101. Have loved
you. Oh, they did. I'm sure. No, but I mean, I really had a woman look at me in the face and say, if my kid got hit by cars, I would not take your blood. And I had to really deal with that. And
that's happening now.
Right. But I also had on the show Jim Cleary, God rest your soul.
I remember that. You were telling me
that. He was the head of the KKK in his area. I mean, Grand Poopah, Nazi, all of that. And he met a black preacher, ironically, who changed his young mind.
Mm.
And he now, well, he's passed now, but he was going out talking to the skinheads and trying to get them to change their ways. People can change.
Conversation.
Conversation can change.
Conversation
People can
changes.
Change.
Yeah.
And I hope that in this day and time, as sad as the Charlottesville situation is in Virginia, what is one of the saddest things to me is that the kid who did this is 20 years old.
We're going to talk about that in Hot Topics.
Yes.
But I want to talk about something funny right now.
Okay, let's get back to funny.
Because on the 30th of August, you're at the Comedy Store in L.A.
Yes.
You go into, let's just back up to the Rolanda Watts show because I just saw in my head.
It's a whole different Rolanda.
Yeah, it's a whole different
it's
Rolanda.
It's a whole different thing.
It's a whole different thing. But you had a proposal on your show. Somebody wanted to marry you.
Oh, just some old guy named James Brown, godfather of soul.
And I love that show because you were cooking with Patti LaBelle on the show.
Yeah, Aretha Franklin.
So when's the new show coming out?
Very soon.
I know.
It's coming out very soon. I'm so glad you know.
Is.
I'm so glad you know.
I know what I
but
know because I know the knower boo.
But I think this time it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a crazy, raucous, fun show.
Raucous.
And I want to really bring the comedian side of me into
well,
it.
Well,
you know, there are big
it.
Issues to do, too. That's, you know, I always have an outlet for that. I'm going to be bringing back the Rolanda On Demand podcast as well.
Okay.
Thanks to a lot of your encouragement.
Yeah.
But because there's so much to talk about right now. But I would like to do a show that's a lot of fun because I think, and one of the things I'm learning in comedy is how healing laughter is.
Mm.
One of the things I love to do, no matter what I do, whether it's acting or writing a novel or telling, you know, or doing news, it's
Destiny
storytelling.
Lingers.
Destiny Lingers.
You can go get the book right now. Destiny Lingers is Rolanda's novel.
That's right. Endorsed by Dr. Maya Angelou.
It was endorsed by Dr. Maya Angelou.
Yep.
And when you were on the show, Max and Friends, we had Jackie Collins on.
Ugh. Do you remember that?
Girl, that was, I miss Jackie.
I know.
And what was the advice Jackie gave you on how to write a book?
Well, Jackie came on I actually booked her on my show because I really wanted to get some of her advice.
Right.
And so she came on my show.
From
and
the
I
best.
I said, Mrs. Collins, I really have to tell you a secret. I really want to be a novelist. And she said, well, darling, just write a page a day.
Yeah, she did.
And in 365 days, you'll have a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, it really is that simple if you think about it. Because I think when we sit down to write a book, it's the book.
Right, right.
And you're like, oh. But it one page a day, I mean, they could be really crappy pages, but one page a day is called a novel.
Exactly, in 365 days. Yeah. But, you know, I have a secret for you. I think I might have told you, but I don't know if you remember because it was a long time ago.
Uh-oh.
But it's all good. You know, we got tickets to the Rolando Watts show. Did I tell you this story?
No.
A long time ago. And I was 15 years old, so I couldn't get in your studio.
Oh, that's right.
Right? That's right. But we finagled your audience. I looked so cute. It was my mother, my sister, and I. And I don't know how we got the tickets. It must have been like some charity event. Really, I don't remember how.
All right.
But I remember we were there, and the show was faking orgasms.
Perfect show for a 15-year-old. Right?
It really was. And I will find the VHS. Do you have that in your catalog?
Oh, I'm sure it's somewhere.
Find it. Because I remember you were asking people to stand up and fake
an orgasm. I think that was probably during the time where that Hallie has Sally. Well, remember the movie where they said,
Sally,
I'll have what she's having.
Right.
Yeah, I think it was during that time.
Well, I want to have what you're having, because what's fun is the Comedy Store. I'm going to fly back in.
I wish you would.
No, I am. I'm going to come with Nikki Haskell, and we're going to come and kiki at your stand-up. So tell us, how did you actually move from into comedy?
Well, you know, I've always loved comedy. What a lot of people don't know is when I was at Spelman College, I majored in theater arts and English. Mm. And my specialty in theater arts was actually comedy.
Okay.
And that's one of the hardest forms of theater. And something I've always loved. In fact, I would actually play with my audience in between my show, cracking jokes and stuff, doing my little stand-up. Mm. But I was, you know, back then you stayed in one lane. You know, if you were the serious journalist, you stayed there. But I always had an outlet. I tend to be a funny person, just hanging out.
Girl, well, but, we are on the phone. My face hurts.
I know. We have a good time. And I also, you know, I think that the more seasoned in life that you get, you realize that it's so important to laugh.
It is.
To make a comical commentary on a lot of things, and I've seen a lot of stuff at this age. One of the things that I have is good friends who support me, Max, like you.
And
Kim Coles is one of them.
Yes.
She asked me to be a bridesmaid at her wedding. They had the bridesmaid's party, and the party was a bunch of comedians get up and tell jokes. And I said, I'm not a comedian. She said, you told me you want to do this. 5 minutes. I know you got something to say in 5 minutes. 17 minutes later,
you're on stage.
They were like, girl, you need to do this. And so I took a workshop. I've been out there doing what we call going to the gym, doing my open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been getting booked. I'm a regular at the world famous Comedy Store on Sunset
and
in the main room.
Yes.
I do the Comedy Union.
But what I love too, because there was a dream that recently happened for you, which was Broadway in New York.
I've always wanted to perform on Broadway, and I actually made my New York stand-up debut at Caroline's on Broadway.
If I had an applause,
here's one. Here's one. And it was fabulous. And let me tell you, people came out from my talk show that I hadn't seen in 20 years. Most of them I gave their first job at TV to.
Yes.
And it was just wonderful. Friends came out, and New York opened up their heart for me. Then on my birthday 2 days later,
that's right,
I was at the Broadway Comedy Club.
You were.
And now I'm booked on August 30th back here in L.A. So if you're out there, please come and join us. The tickets are only $15. I'm a cheap date. You got to be over. You got to be drinking age, okay?
Right, okay.
And come out and have a good time.
That's what it's all about. You are a good time. I love and appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
No, I really, you're like, you're family. You know, you're my Auntie Ro.
Well, right back at you.
Motherfucker, you going to make me cry. Sitting in the studio with you.
I'll stop. Tell me more.
All right. Sure. Red is your color. But your book, Destiny Lingers, you can go get it right now, people. Because
yeah,
you know what?
One.
It's very, this book, this literary world, man, you know, with my book, it's The Elephant Birth. And when you actually have the book and it's out and it's ready, go buy it. Support Rolando.
It's called Destiny Lingers. And I tell you what, if you go to destinylingers.com, I will sign the book personally to you.
There you go.
And give it to you. But you can go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the rest. But
don't go anywhere. Stay here, because we're going to get into hot topics.
Great.
The book Destiny Lingers talks about interracial relationships.
That's right.
And, you know, it's a hot topic because we don't have the conversation. So let's have the conversation now tonight on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Rolando Watts is going to stay with me. Hunter X Cross is going to be here in the studio. And Zena's going to join us too. And we're just going to talk the talk. Have the conversation that y'all need to have. Rolanda's with her. What are you on? Facebook Live? Oh, this is recording.
Yeah.
How y'all doing? Thank you for tuning in to Max
y'all
and Friends.
Y'all can see this later.
Y'all can see it later. But right now, stay tuned to Max and Friends. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Go to latalkradio.com/Max. There you can find my 9 years of shows. That is true. Everyone from murderers to mistresses to housewives to hookers to Jackie Collins, to every, I mean, we have so much fun here on Max and Friends, to, of course, Inspirational Talk with my loves, Ash Ruiz, of course, Valerie Love, How You Lovin' Valerie Love, and Gordana Biernat. Check her out at My Power Talk. Gordana really is an amazing force. She's part of the Oprah Super Soul 100. Her book, hashtag Know the Truth, is coming out in September. But right now, welcome Hunter Cross to Max and Friends. How you doing, Hunter?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Max.
I'm great. Bye. From the Jackie Gleason Theater.
Yeah.
It's Hunter Cross.
Yeah.
So this is the second time you're in the studio now. Hunter kind of plays like a behind the scenes, not up in your face, but will get up in your face kind of talk, right? Conversation talk.
Yeah. I say it like it is.
You say it like it is. So tonight we're going to talk about some hot topics because they're happening in the world. So let's hit. I like the Sharon Gatow hot topic one.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls, pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on.
We're going to talk about it here on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thank you for tuning in tonight here on LA Talk Radio. Rolanda Watts, girl, let's just get into the talk. Let's get into the conversation. Let's have the conversation because I think that's what's lacking.
Well, you talk about what the hot topic is. Everybody knows what the hot topic is right now. And that is the fallout from everything that's happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Namely, the death of a young woman in her 30s. Mm-hmm. Her name is Helen Hare. And, you know, now we're putting a face to this tragedy. Mm-hmm. But I think what is resonating mostly, Max, and I think all of us are feeling this, is wanting more from our leadership, mm-hmm. wanting more from our president. Call it what it is. Mm-hmm. To denounce the KKK, denounce the neo-Nazi nationalistic, whatever it is. It is an extremist group of hatred. It is terrorism. And if we can call it what it is in every part of the world and every part of anything that, you know, we do have a president that will point his finger and call terror when he sees it. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't he see it with the KKK?
Hunter Cross, ask him.
Well, I think we owe the president a thank you. I mean, finally, we're having a conversation about an issue that has been hidden and brushed under the rug, and liberals don't want to talk about it. Use certain words you're not allowed to say. All of a sudden, now we're talking about this stuff. And I think, you know, listen, I'm not a big fan of our president, but I think at this particular moment, you know, I think most people have the point of view about this president is that we don't really care what he says. You know, there are those who do care what he says, and that's his base, and those are the folks who voted for him. But everybody else, by and large, they filter out almost everything the president says. So really, do we really need this guy to stand up there and say words that we know are full of shit? Everything he says is full of shit. If he stood up there with a crocodile tear about we all need to have a kumbaya moment and hold hands, no one would believe it's true. We all know who he is. He tells us every day who he is. So I really don't think that we need to focus on the president. I think we ought to thank him for at least allowing us, because of his persona and how he has catered to the ugliest side of this country. We've acknowledged now that they exist. We know they exist. We know they vote. We know that they are now motivated and they are unfiltered and they feel that they have a license to get out there and say and do crazy stuff.
We know that they are gaining in power and using this as a recruitment tool, and it all starts from the top. The fish stinks from the head
to the tail. Yes.
And it started with this Trump administration. It's not just Trump. It's all of those people, those cronies up in the White House around him that are writing his script, that are in his ear, that are patting him on the back for coming across, quite honestly, as totally un-American. I mean, even if you look at the whole demonstration movement. I'm sorry, I remember Fred Friendly, one of the former presidents of CBS, was one of my journalism school teachers back at Columbia University when I got a master's degree in the science of journalism, back when we took a creed so the people shall know. And one of the first things we learned about the First Amendment is that you can't walk as the KKK with watermelon through Harlem doing racial slurs. That's called inciting a riot. That's called leading to violence. That's called criminal behavior against the Constitution, the First Amendment of this very nascent nation that we're founded upon. Yes. So why are there not arrests in Charlottesville tonight? Why are there not the National Guard coming down there calling this terrorism?
You know why? Because we also have law enforcement that feels this is the right thing to do.
Well, first of all, the law enforcement should have never let this happen is against the Constitution of the United States of America. Yes, it is. If you incite a riot that is not only violent, that leads to death and serious injury, that is an issue.
All right, first of all, this organization that put on this event didn't ask for counter-protesters to show up. And in fact, the group...
Well, who did they come to beat with their bats, shoot with their mace, wear their helmets on in case they got hit back?
The
brass knuckles they were hitting clergy with. Tell me, were they just showing up for ghosts?
There were only 200 people who were involved in this organization who showed up. Now, the media made it into... Look, Bill Maher even talked about it on his show on HBO. The media talked about this issue and made it sound like this was going to be the Million Man March on Washington. It turned out it was really a small group of idiots who decided to show up and get some news coverage in Charlottesville. And unfortunately, it turned ugly, and as we would expect it would. Look, this goes back... You know, you're talking about, crying fire in a crowded theater. Of course, that's the line we draw in this country when it comes to the First Amendment. But the reality is, we had this conversation when the KKK and the neo-Nazis wanted to march in Skokie, Illinois, a predominantly Jewish neighborhood where they knew this would be hurtful to the people who live there. And ultimately, those people got to march. They were
protected.
That
should not be happening. Let me tell you something. You'd look at Charlottesville, and that's a perfect example. I wish that 10 Muslims, 10 Mexicans, 10 women, 10 black people, 10 members of the LGBTQ would get together with some torches and helmets and some bats and some mace and some brass knuckles and walk through a strange neighborhood. Let's see what the po-po would do then.
They'd be locked up.
You better believe it. And beaten in the head and killed. They'd be shot down on the ground like dogs.
Listen, I'm not advocating violence. What I'm advocating is people being allowed to say their piece, and the people who don't agree with them, allow these people to speak so that they can be heard and revealed for the idiots that they are. And then have a conversation about, look, a few hundred stupid assholes showed up and marched around with KKK signs, and they really didn't do anything.
Hunter,
but instead,
let me tell you something.
There was a crowd that was there intending to confront them. And when they confront them, when does violence happen? That's when violence happens. I don't excuse the people who necessarily, the folks, now listen, I'm going to get a lot of people saying, oh, you're defending, you know, the victims aren't the people who you really need to be talking about. No, but the reality is that the folks, listen, that lady who got killed, it's a terrible tragedy, of course, when someone gets killed in a situation like this, and that has now become the focus.
Yeah, because let me tell you what the situation like this is. A 32-something-year-old young woman, beautiful young girl with all her hopes and dreams ahead of her, is out there doing the right thing, fighting freaking Nazis in freaking America, man. And gets plowed down by a car by a 20-year-old KKK clown. That's ridiculous.
I am not justifying.
No,
the act.
I know.
What
but
I am saying is that people who say things that we don't agree with have a right to say them.
You're right.
And we need to hear that.
That's
because
right.
We have been sweeping racism under the rug country for decades.
Well, let me tell you.
I'm not saying the way to talk about it is to have a situation where someone has to die for us to have a conversation. However, we have to be able to talk about race in this country. And when we don't, it bubbles up and then we have an explosion.
I could not agree with you more. In fact, 20 years ago when I was doing the Rolanda show, and you can go on YouTube right now on the Rolanda Watch channel and see this. I had members of the KKK and the skinheads come on my show and sit down and talk with me. I had a woman who wouldn't even shake my hand, but it was more important for me to get the information out. If we had more platforms like that, because that was not a situation to have a conversation. You don't show up with a baseball bat and mace and look at me and want to have a conversation with me when I know that you want me swinging from a tree. That's not the way you have it. But trust me, that was one of the best things. And this is 20 years ago. Nothing has changed. And it was one of the best hours I've ever done in that show. I think that if journalists, and there are a lot of us inciting things as well, you know, with the fake news and all this stuff that's going on, if there are people who are responsible, if there are people who really care about this nation and humanity in a whole, find ways, like you're doing right here, Max. Use your hour of power for good so we can have a conversation.
The conversation needs to be had.
It has to be
had. It doesn't need to be had on the streets. When we hear that there is an event where people who don't agree with us are going to speak, we should not try and shut them down and prevent them from speaking. We should stay home and let no one hear them. If these people had marched through the streets in Charlottesville with their band of 200 folks, which is hardly a group to even notice, 200 people. We see those people standing on the side of the corner in Fort Lauderdale with stupid signs. No one pays any attention to them. You drive right by.
Yeah, it only took one guy to drive right through, and one lady's dead.
But what I'm saying is, because the media talked about this event, and Bill Maher made a big, it was funny. His commentaries were funny because it happened all before the event. But the reality is, everyone knew this event was coming, and it got built up and talked about so much in the media that people decided, hey, I'm going to go out there on the street and show those Nazis what for.
Listen, how do you know the Nazis were already showing America the what?
Nobody
for.
Had to show no, up there. They didn't to have try to and fight with them and cause a scene in the street. I'm not blaming
Listen,
the victim,
yes, you
people.
Are.
No,
yes, you are blaming
I'm not.
The victim.
I am saying that those people should be allowed to speak and say their stupid things and have no one notice.
Hunter,
have a conversation.
No, they need to be heard and shut the fuck down.
No,
that's what they need to be
I do
done.
Not agree.
Now, the only thing I will agree with you in is what you said in the beginning, that we should not be so dependent on this idiot president to notice what everybody else in the world notices, hatred marching down our streets, and not stand up and stop it. We don't need to depend on him to do that. We need to take it upon ourselves, our communities, our families, our whole human race to do something different than what that freaking White House is doing right now.
Okay,
what they're
pause.
Doing is a travesty to this nation and all the people who fought and founded and lived and died.
We
and
put them there.
This.
Right. We put
no,
them there.
We my ass.
Oh, we did.
My ass.
Oh, we did.
No, I don't know what the we ain't that people. I ain't we the people there.
Yes, this is Max and Friends, and I'm so glad that Rolanda's going to come to LA Talk Radio. Girl, you need to have your show here.
Not get me started up in
God.
Here.
I'm about the heat in the kitchen, but let's just bring this together right now. Because Yazid and I are sitting across from each other. Hunter and Rolanda are sitting across from each other. And I could see right now there is such beautiful energy in this room because it's passion. And when passion brings us together, that's when results happen. So, Izina, you've been sitting here so beautifully and calm.
She's frightened.
She's like a deer in headlights.
Rolling on, she's got her red nails out.
Izina's very much like, this is very much like Izina right now. She's like, everybody just listen.
I'm like,
right? Absolutely. I mean, tell them what it's about. Let's just play this behind you. Because this is what Rise Up is about.
This is what it's
so
all
tell
about.
The people,
this is the inspiration. This is the passion behind
is.
Rise Up.
We
you know, this is
tell
this
them.
Has been going on for way too long. You know, I remember being chased home from school by the KKK with shovels, you know, and this was in the 70s and 80s. So, you know, this is still going on. And I wish that there was a way that we could have this conversation to continue so that we can find a place of healing. But what is happening is I feel like our president is giving fuel to the negativity, to the KKK, to the Nazi lovers and so forth. And I just feel like the media is also playing a big hand in this by giving so much attention every
yes.
time they do
they
something.
They need eyeballs. They need
exactly.
eyeballs to be watching this stuff. That's what it's about. And that's why I understand that the media needs to report the news, and I understand that when people are getting together to go out and march and spew vile hatred, that it's media. The media grabs onto that and they want to make a spectacle of it. And as a result, they created an environment where other people wanted to go out and say what they had to say and create a melee in the streets. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's what happened, and this woman lost her life. there needs to be a way of having conversations with people who we don't agree with.
Okay.
Without having to punch them in the face.
And wouldn't it be nice if we threw a war and nobody showed up? Remember that old saying? Right. Listen, I had a young lady say on Twitter today, which I thought was so interesting. Mm-hmm. She said, dear white politicians, when we go out and you go to the, please don't come to the black churches today talking about how much you hate racism. Go to the white churches and talk how much you hate racism. It's a shame we have black and white churches, mm-hmm. but the reality is that it's we need to change the dialogue and from different angles. I think that's got to continue.
But let's talk about your angle, Azina, because bring the Zen into this. Please bring the. This is how I'm going to set it. Bring the motherfucking Zen. bring the Om Shanti.
Well, I think the biggest problem is that people feel that they're not being heard on either sides. You know, and I think we need to find a way for people to have a platform where they can say how they feel and be heard, but they can also listen to the opposing point of view and find a medium point where we can all get along and, you know, kumbaya.
Kumbaya, and we can all...
We can all love each other and Om and rise up, you know, to our highest potential.
And we can do this.
We can do this.
Rise and shine. Right. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
Oh, Jesus.
Elevate your mind.
Rise and shine. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
Now is your time.
Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
But it's so true, because now is the time to have the conversation of rising up. So, Izina, you know, that's why I love the song, because that's what we all need to do collectively is just rise up and shut the fuck up.
Well, you know, as Dr. Maya Angelou always said.
All right, bring in the wisdom.
You bring in the wisdom. She always said, we are far more alike than we are unalike.
Yeah.
And I think that when the poor farmer, the white poor farmer speaks to the poor black man, there's a lot that they have about feeling like they don't exist in this land sometimes, that there's more in common that we have, particularly in the darkness.
And the simplicity of Dr. Maya Angelou, too, when you know better, you do better.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, we got to wrap this show up, because Sam already gave me an extra 5 minutes because, you know.
Thank you, Sam.
How you doing, Sam?
How much fun was this?
Well, it's not over yet, but I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thank you all for tuning in. Please go to latalkradio.com. Go to the Play Store. Go to the App Store. Get the LA Talk Radio app. There are so many shows here that I love. I've been here 9 years, y'all. And thank you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. But before we wrap this up, we have literally like a minute and 12. So I always end the show with love. So, Izina, I'm going to go with you. You stay right here.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Rolanda first. You got your phone ready to go. All right. Give us some love and inspiration that you want people to take into this week with them.
Well, quickly. It all starts with us. What 5 things can you do this week that are going to make life better, that are going to help add to the peace in the world?
Just do one.
Do one.
And if you could do one, do five.
One will do. I mean, go and visit a culture or learn about a culture you don't know about.
And Hunter Cross, what do you want people to take with them this week?
I'd like people to talk to somebody maybe of a different faith, of a different skin color, or somebody different from them, hear their point of view, and shut the fuck up until they're finished, and then just think about it for a second.
Why was that kind of directed to Rolanda? No.
You notice I didn't even look up. I did not even dignify that with a response.
No, I'm not directing this to Rolanda. I'm just saying, you need to listen to what people are saying, and think about why they're saying that, why they think that way.
Okay, and for you, my darling, Izina.
I am going to second what Hunter just said. You know, it is so
in a more gentle way.
Absolutely. It is so important to meet someone different from you. You know, have a conversation with someone who's a view you oppose. And I think that's where it starts, is one conversation. So have one conversation with someone whose view you oppose and find a middle ground, because when we have conversations, we can find that we're all one.
We are.
Unless they're a moron, then just say, fuck them.
All right, and I'm going to wrap this show up. This is your mic.
Listen, thank you so much.
I love you all for being here tonight. Thank you for tuning in to Max and Friends. I'm going to tell you all this tonight, and this is from just me to you. All right. It's like, look at yourself in the mirror. Tell yourself, I love you. Take that beauty and just like shine on. But in reality, remember that together we rise, and let's rise up for Max and Friends. I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. Check me out every time. I am exhausted. Good night, y'all. Fuck this. Love you. Tune in to Max and Friends every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Together we rise.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. got the recipe.